Take me through what you did this offseason, what you felt you needed to work on, and how you went about it.
First and foremost, just my body. Take care of my body. Taking out the things I love to eat, candy, fries.
How tough was that?
Still tough. I mean, be killing me every time I think about it. I start to want to, you know, go back. But like, I could have a couple pieces of candy or some fries. But I mean, it's been good for me though. It's been good for me. I've been having more energy, eating the right food, and that's pretty much it. Working on my body for the off season.
How about offensively? What maybe every player says that, you know, they want to add something to their repertoire in the off season after they play a year. What do you want to add, or what did you add?
Pretty much my post up. I knew I could post up. I just didn't, you know, have many opportunities to post up to show that. But I think, you know, with the talks me and Coach Brown had, he wanted me to post up more. So, I mean, it's just going to give a chance for me to show, you know, my full, you know, my whole repertoire of my game, just every aspect of my game. And I've been working on that and moving without the ball, you know, one of my biggest things I need to work on because I'm so used to having the ball in my hand.
Last year, the one thing I respected about you is there were a couple of games where you lost a guy defensively and it cost him the game, and you said that was on me. They bring Coach Brown in. You've heard about his reputation as a defensive player. So how has your mindset maybe changed about the defensive side of things?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got a taste of it in summer league. You know, we stood for 2 hours just going over the defense just because he's very detailed. He's a detailed coach. He wants you to do it just how he wanted. So I think just by, you know, being able to go through summer league, I know what to expect already. And I need that, though. I need that. I need to be an all-around player, not just offense. I need to work on defense. So that'd be good for me.
You seem like a player that likes to be coached, that you don't mind being maybe yelled at or singled out in that. It seems to really spur you on.
Yeah, I mean, I had Coach Behan, man. He ain't never called me before. So my mom never called me before as a kid. So, I mean, I'm used to all that. I mean, I think it's just get me mad a little bit more. Give me that little bit to go out there and just, you know, prove them wrong. So I like it.
Did you take it in a positive way or in a negative way that they felt, though, they needed to go out and bring in another guard in Jerry Jack?
No. For what? I need it. I mean, that's somebody who's going to push you. You need somebody like that. I'm not worrying about nothing. I know. I've been working hard. I got confidence in myself, so that's a great piece to add. I mean, he could help us become a better team than what we are.
Do you think and believe that this team is a playoff team this year?
I honestly do.
And why so? What is it?
And I don't mean by, you know, 7th or 8th seed. I mean higher. I mean, that's just the expectation. I mean, I think every player in that locker room should feel the same way. So just having that confidence, just going out there doing what we got to do. And I think this is the biggest thing. When we do hit the bumps in the road, don't get rattled. I mean, just, you know, stand within each other, having belief, and, you know, having one another back.
How many shots were you getting up a day during the summer?
A lot.
Because you were sending out on via Twitter and that, you were sending out some of your workouts. I'm curious how many shots you were getting up.
A lot. I don't even know. I know I was getting up more than 800 shots. I know I was getting up more than 800.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know the exact number, but it's close around there. Higher than that, though.
Do you feel that your outside game will improve, your percentage will improve this year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, just going back, watching film, how I do. Like last night, just watched film from the shot selection I had last year that I know I could change this year. Just, you know, taking the right shot at the right time. Last year, I saw myself force it when I didn't have to. And I think in the second part of the season, if you go back and you watch it, my shots looking got better and better every game. I think it's just more preparation than film.
Because there's an old adage, just because you're open doesn't mean it's a good shot, right?
Exactly. So, you know, that's one of the things I learned too.